It's been 15 years since Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos was ousted from power. His wife Imelda's collection of some 3,000 pairs of shoes came to symbolize the greed and corruption of the Marcos years. Ferdinand Marcos has died, and the Philippines has moved on. Imelda Marcos has not faded away, and neither have her shoes. From Marikina in the Philippines, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The Philippine Footwear Museum pays homage to the country's most notorious shoe collector. Step inside and you're greeted by a large portrait of Imelda Marcos. She is wearing, among other things, a look of self-satisfaction. Nearby, a large sign reads, "There's a little bit of Imelda in all of us." Then, of course, there are the shoes on loan from the Philippine government. Imported shoes, locally made shoes, flashy shoes, subdued shoes, shoes made of leather, shoes made of crocodile skin. They're all size 8.5, and all are neatly displayed in glass cases like precious jewels. Museum curator Mario Villanuevo says these shoes are a part of history.
This is the picture of Ronald Reagan when Mrs. Marcos visited the U.S. in 1982, and this was the red shoes that she used.
And there's more, the black knee-high boots she donned when greeting Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, the aqua blue sandals she wore when she met Charles Lindbergh so many years ago. Most of the shoes are clearly designed more for vanity than comfort, but when she and her husband were forced to flee the presidential palace in 1986, Imelda chose a sensible pair of blue espadrilles. Filipinos and the rest of the world were shocked and outraged to discover the enormous collection of shoes she left behind. But here in Marikina, they love Imelda. This is the shoe capital of the Philippines. 1 in 5 people make their living in the shoe industry. Here, the streets have names like Shoe Avenue and Slipper Lane. Linda Villamor, a municipal worker, says Imelda put Marikina on the map.
They say she's got beautiful legs. You know, whenever she wears the shoes that they're making, it's like it becomes internationally known. So it makes them very proud that Mrs. Imelda Marcos is modeling their shoes for free.
Imelda herself was on hand for the opening of the shoe museum. She was clearly enjoying all of the attention and all of the shoes. She brushed aside any criticism of her extravagant lifestyle. What's wrong, she wondered aloud, with owning a few pairs of shoes?
Well, at least it came out to be a very positive thing, because when they went to my closets, they did not find skeletons, only shoes, beautifully made Marikina shoes.
Today, Imelda lives in a posh apartment in downtown Manila. She is, for better or worse, a part of Philippine culture. People here still use the word Imeldific to refer to any grandiose act conducted with style and flair and with utter disregard for what anyone else might think. Some say the fact that such an Imeldific museum has opened only 15 years after the downfall of the Marcos regime shows just how forgiving Philippine people can be. But others are not so sure.
It's not forgiving, probably more of forgetting.
Bayani Fernando is the mayor of Marikina. He says the shoe museum is above politics.
Here, the local folks don't relate the one to the other. Shoes is shoes, and politics is politics.
Imelda Marcos would certainly agree with that statement. Filipinos don't wallow in what is miserable and ugly, she said recently, fondling a pair of silver stilettos. They recycle bad things into things of beauty. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Marikina in the Philippines.